Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Brendan Burchard's The Motivation Manifesto. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one feel more like a pep talk or a declaration of war to you?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it felt like both at the same time. Burchard is not messing around. He calls it a manifesto for a reason. He's basically saying we're all living in a self-imposed prison of fear and excuses, and the only way out is to issue a personal declaration of independence.
Yeah, I love that framing. He says we have more freedom than any generation in history, yet we feel trapped. And the enemy isn't some tyrant. It's our own fear of judgment, failure, and rejection. He calls it the disease of the common life.
Right. And the cure is to write your own manifesto. Not a wish list, but a command to yourself to rise up. The book is built around 9 declarations that are supposed to guide you back to sovereignty over your own spirit.
The first one really hit me. Reclaim your agenda. He says if you don't consciously choose your focus every day, the world will choose it for you, and it'll always pick the path of least resistance.
That's so true. We're drowning in notifications and other people's demands. Reclaiming your agenda means waking up with a clear sense of purpose and having the guts to say no to good things so you can say yes to great ones.
Exactly. And the second declaration is about moving beyond the pain of the past. He doesn't say pretend it didn't happen. He says acknowledge it, learn from it, and then let it go. Otherwise, you're just a prisoner of your own history.
That's the part one needed to hear. He says forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's the key that unlocks your own heart. The past doesn't define you. Your response to it does.
Then there's the third declaration. Live with a sense of urgency. He forces you to confront your own mortality. I'm not gonna lie. That chapter made me uncomfortable in the best way.
Oh, totally. He says we act like we have infinite time, putting off our dreams and difficult conversations. But the clock is ticking. Urgency is the fuel that turns intention into action.
The fourth one is about mastering your mind and emotions. He calls it emotional sovereignty, the ability to rule your inner world no matter what's happening around you.
Right.
You can't control what happens, but you can control your response. It's not about suppressing emotions. It's about choosing them. Shifting from fear to gratitude, from frustration to curiosity.
That takes discipline. The fifth declaration is to expect more of yourself and others. He says low expectations are a cultural disease. Expecting greatness is actually an act of love.
It is. When you hold yourself to a higher standard, you grow. And when you hold others to it, you invite them to grow too. But it's scary because you risk failure and conflict.
The sixth one is all about work and sacrifice. He dismantles the myth of overnight success. Anything worth having requires sustained effort and the willingness to do what's uncomfortable.
Yeah, the grind. He says pain is a sign you're on the right track, not a sign to stop. Sacrifice means giving up immediate gratification for long-term gain.
And the seventh declaration is the cornerstone. Take full responsibility for your life. As long as you blame your circumstances, you give away your power.
That's the one that stops you in your tracks. Responsibility isn't about blame. It's about ownership. You become the hero of your own story instead of waiting for someone to save you.
The eighth declaration is commit to constant growth. He says we're either growing or dying. No neutral. That means stepping outside your comfort zone regularly and being a lifelong learner.
And the ninth and final one is to live with passion and purpose. He argues passion isn't something you find, it's something you create. It's the energy you bring to your actions.
When you align your daily actions with a larger purpose, life becomes infused with meaning. The mundane becomes sacred. That's the payoff after all that work.
I also loved the recurring theme of the call. He says every person hears a quiet voice urging them to live a greater life, but the world drowns it out. The manifesto amplifies the call.
And he warns that when you start living with intention, you'll face resistance. Society rewards mediocrity and punishes greatness. People will call you arrogant or unrealistic.
That's the price of freedom. To live a remarkable life, you have to be willing to stand alone and face disapproval. The approval of the crowd is a poor substitute for the approval of your own soul.
I think the one thing I'm taking away is that the time to act is now, not tomorrow, not next week. Now, the manifesto is a daily practice of choosing courage over fear.
And if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a fantastic deal. So to wrap up, the Motivation Manifesto is a fierce call to stop drifting and start living with intention, courage, and purpose.
It's a reminder that you are the author of your own life, and the pen is in your hand. We'll see you in the next one.